IBM Podcast.
Good day to you all listening to this podcast. My name is Michael Hamilton, and I'm a WebSphere Worldwide Marketing Manager for Strategic and Tactical Enablement. On February 21st, IBM announced our mobile-first offering, the most comprehensive mobile solution portfolio in the industry. Based on nearly 1,000 customer engagements, 10 mobile-related acquisitions in the last 4 years, a team of thousands of mobile experts, and 270 patents in wireless innovations, IBM Mobile First offers an array of solutions that help businesses connect, secure, manage, and develop mobile networks, infrastructures, and applications. As part of our launch efforts, we're looking for how mobile applies to different industries, the business drivers, the challenges, and opportunities for companies today. With me here today is Violet Lee, the WebSphere Marketing Manager for Telecommunications. Violet, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Violet, why has IBM brought together the best of breed technologies and acquisitions to create Mobile First for telecommunications, and why now?
Well, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? According to IBM study, there will be more mobile devices than people on this planet in the coming future. Mobile is where we are going, whether it's small business or large enterprises, whether it's government, agency, or education, healthcare, retail, banks, transportation, entertainment, automotive, etc., or even just in our daily life, mobile is where the whole world is moving towards. Customers, people like you and I, expect not only to make a purchase or checking online, but also to pay their mortgages, fill a prescription, and perform a range of other confidential and personal transactions on their smartphones or tablets. In other words, the onus is every business is becoming or try to become a mobile business. And you know what? Telecommunication industry is where at the center of all these waves. I mean, this is where the mobile resides in telecommunication. From providing smarter services that tailored to meet each person's needs to build a dynamic and secure infrastructure that can support these requests, from backbone system integration to front office customer engagement. Communication service providers has tons of opportunities and, of course, tons of challenges as well. And mobile is creating so much digital content, it's causing an unprecedented amount of network and data traffic companies of all sizes for them to mobilize. That's where we need to move in mobile, and we need to do it now.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that quick overview. What is the value of mobile, and what can it bring to telecommunications industry?
It's all about new service creation for communication service providers, or in short, CSPs, to offer to their customers. The telecommunication industry is faced with a complex and dynamic business environment, from new regulations and industry restructuring to increased customer receptivity and intense competition. There's a study saying that 76% of CSPs, or communication service providers, CEO, identify industry transformation as the number one factor that will have the largest impact on their organization over the next 5 years. They also identify the top five key areas that support their need. Their near and long-term strategies are implementing a cost-effective and ultra-fast broadband strategy, building agile, flexible infrastructure, nurturing a culture of collaboration, utilizing network and customer insights, and the last, not but not least, is focusing on cost containment. In order to achieve these common success factors, communication service providers will need to transform by driving four industry imperatives, which are, number one, deliver smarter services to generate new source of revenue more quickly. Number two, transform operations to achieve business and service excellence. Number three, build smarter networks to optimize and monetize next generation networks. And number four, personalize the customer engagement to maximize values with a compelling marketing, shopping, and service experience. So these communication service providers, or CSPs, see three types of opportunity for mobile enterprise solutions. First, using mobile enterprise solutions themselves, they Like any other enterprises, CSPs will use mobile enterprise solutions to manage their own mobile workforce. This internal application for the CSPs is directed at managing their own employees and corporate IT needs. This is an efficiency versus cost reduction focus for them. And the second opportunity for them is to resell what we offer, you know, resell IBM's mobile enterprise solutions. In this scenario, they make money by managing our enterprise mobility requirement. They already have, you know, relationships with enterprises, and they sell in these mobile communication services and devices. And focusing on strategy, we can enable the CSPs, the communication service providers, to better meet their customer needs, better serve their customers. And of course, the third one is developing mobile enterprise apps for sale. They can use our platform, IBM Mobile Enterprise Solutions, internally to develop their own mobile applications or adapt partner applications that they then, you know, offer to the market. This is a revenue play for them. IBM understands the CSP revenue opportunity to help enterprise become mobile. We are combining our extensive mobile computing capabilities with our CSP clients' unique network capabilities to enable enterprises to take advantage of the untapped mobile potential.
Oh, I see. So is it all about the revenue generation of value chain for the CSPs in the mobile world? Or if you were to recommend one CSP to start with for mobile journey, what would it be? And what are the key focus areas that one should focus on?
Well, yes, actually, it's definitely about new revenue generation, new revenue stream for the communication service providers. And if you think about where to get a start, it really depends on what kind of value-added services that CSP would like to provide to its customer. So let me give a customer example here. Smarter services, right, which means create and deliver smarter services to generate new revenue rapidly and increase, you know, differentiation. Means new applications for industries such as, you know, utilities, transportation, healthcare, banking, and retail, etc. And even as government entities can be incorporated into new service offerings. So think about this. Like, imagine I am AT&T. I will go to tell FedEx, right, or UPS, the logistic guru. Hey, FedEx, I can start monitoring all the 100,000 trucks on the world and give you real-time information how your trucks will perform. So by doing that, AT&T is generating new sort of new revenue stream by providing real-time insight on what the customer, FedEx, is doing with the trucks at this scenario. Another scenario I want to give is a smart meter. We all have meters, right? We all have, we all use utilities, electricity, water, gas in our house. Traditionally, it will be someone who walked to our door, you know, look at the meters, write it on, and go back to the company. However, using mobile and communicating service providers can start using something called smart meters. How they can generate smart meter, how they can read the data on the meter offsite remotely. You know, that's where, for example, a customer like AT&T could provide the infrastructures, could provide the applications to generate this whole working load as automatic and as smart. The second use case, the third use case now that I like to give, which is my personal favorite, is a personalized customer engagement. So imagine a mom walking into, say, Target. It will jump out on her mobile phone, jumped out saying, since based on her historical data, she purchased 5 cans of baby food. So suddenly, promotions, coupons jump out saying, these are the baby food or baby gears or baby wearings are on promotion today. You know, that's where the personalized customer engagement came in. You know, it provides campaign promotions for a loyal customer. What we see is a BRM, BPMS, predictive and analytics all on the backbone. And that is where we see, based on the customer data, based on the history, we can provide a personalized on-site promotion targeting at that customer on a specific time and a specific location.
Well, those are great examples of the technology and how it works. Can you give us a customer example?
Sure. My favorite customer example is actually what we're doing with AT&T that we actually recently announced at Mobile World Congress. What we offer, IBM offer, is a set of powerful new tools to software developers to create and deploy next-generation mobile apps. Customers benefit from access to secure, high-quality apps, including those featuring advanced speech recognition and mobile payment capabilities, which can transform how they engage in everyday activities. You know, AT&T has been expanding its network capability and increasing access to research from AT&T labs across a range of mobile devices platform, including IBM WorkLight. Part of the IBM Mobile First application data platform, IBM WorkLight is an open, comprehensive, and advanced mobile app platform for mobile devices. Now, the AT&T API platform featuring IBM's WorkLight adapter will enable the more than 31,000 members of the AT&T developer program to quickly create and secure deploy enterprise apps that improve subscriber engagement and customer loyalty. With these adapters that support AT&T's ecosystem of APIs, including those for speech, SMS, device capabilities, notary management, developers can quickly and securely create rich business-ready apps across a variety of platforms, including iOS, Android, and Windows. So, you know, communication service providers like AT&T are faced with challenges which I talked about earlier, providing a more personalized mobile experiences for their customers and meeting rising demand for quickly access to services and innovative apps. Some of those various opportunities enabled by this example that I talked about here, AT&T WorkLight adapter, include efficient family communication. So, for example, use voicemail to text the features to transcript family voicemail and then post the voicemail onto a centralized area for family members to see. And then it's also about customizable mobile payment. You know, organizations gain the flexibility to control the look and feel of how they present purchase options as well as how they deliver digital goods to the customers. And the third various opportunities enabled by this AT&T and WorkLight adapter is the empowered mobile workforce. Team in the field can communicate more efficiently using SMS to communicate with customers, submit orders, and check delivery status at any time and anywhere. So this example that I gave here, AT&T API, provides the global mobile development community with easy-to-use on-ramps that accelerate app development. IBM developer work community will benefit from a single, easy accessible source of trusted mobile and telecommunication content via the AT&T developer program to streamline development processes. Additionally, members of the AT&T developer community using the pre-built IBM WorkLight adapter can further reduce time to market, cost, and complexity of development and enable a better user experiences across a variety of mobile devices.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive. That's a great example. Thank you for that. What are the key aspects of IBM Mobile First capabilities for telecom at a glance? Can you give some examples of that?
Sure. Well, IBM Mobile First has the broadest portfolio of mobile solutions in this industry, first of all. So we have four major chunks. First of all, platform, IBM Mobile First platform, which increases enterprises' agility with new mobile apps and multi-channel web experiences connected to back-end systems and application. You know, with accelerated application delivery and support for native and offline apps. The second is IBM Mobile First Management, which enhances business productivity as you manage and secure mobile devices, data, application, and service throughout their life cycle. The third one is IBM Mobile First Security. Our robust mobile security produces include integrated OneView dashboard and functionality to help secure any type of endpoint or network, whether to a smartphone, PC, server, or router. Fourth one, IBM Mobile First Analytics, which uses to reach consumers at the moment of decision by leveraging location services and create value through mobile capability that drive loyalty and that satisfaction. And that is where, for example, the example I gave before about mom going to Target. We have the deepest set of services expertise. We have strategy and design services. which help explore, assess, and plan your mobile platform to address current and future business and technology requirements that are unique to your customers, organizations, or your industry and your users. We have implementation services which help deploy, integrate, and manage IT infrastructure elements of their mobile enterprises and end-user platform, including IT networks and connection, and also unified communications and mobile collaborations, etc. We also provide IBM Cloud and managed services, which is services for mobile application deployment. A device management and network infrastructure allows enterprises to leverage alternative delivery models to improve efficiency and overcome obstacles to innovation. On top of all these, IBM Mobile First has new offerings for partners. We also have partner offerings for partners, developers, and academics. So, for example, we have IBM WorkLife adapters for AT&T API, the example I gave above. We have IBM and Apple Strategic Alliance. We have IBM WebSphere application for service platform for networks. We have new WorkLife courseware for academics. We have resources for developers. And we're also offering dedicated resources for business partners. Throughout the use of IBM Mobile First, IBM has dramatically streamlined the way business can transform processes to be able to support the infrastructure naturally of mobile capturing, rethink how they approach exchanging goods and services on a mobile platform so they can generate a profit, give customer services a whole new meaning by leveraging analytics to completely evolve customer experiences that are personalized based on location and preferences. And the fourth one, connect mobile devices into existing backbone system to put the power of a once statistic business directly into the hands of today's mobile consumer and employee. So recap what I just said. The mobile first initiative will complement with what CSPs are doing. It is all about revenue and service creation for communication service providers for telecommunication industry. We as IBM help them bring new offerings into the market, especially offerings that help them make a transition from being just quote-unquote communication service providers to be more, you know, like IT and communication service providers, such as offering cloud-based service, SaaS and infrastructure as services to sell bundles with network-based communication services.
Wow, that was a very good example. So how would a communication service provider get started today?
Well, there's three essential next steps that they can start with IBM Mobile First. First, learn more about IBM's capabilities and how it can help them. Go to ibm.com/mobilefirst. Second, join the cyber conversation with other people already starting in terms of how to implement mobile technology in their industries. You can find follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/IBM Mobile, #IBM Mobile, and also join Facebook, facebook.com/IBM Mobile. And third, of course, talk with your IBM representatives. That is always a very good start to know what we're offering right there. And for those who are ready to start, like at this moment, we also offer something called a mobile road workshop. It's a workshop to get an overview of mobile and start discussions on how it can be applied to your specific situation. Customers just need to contact their IBM representatives to get that workshop started.
Well, I think that should wrap it up for today. Thank you, Bob, for presenting IBM's Mobile First for Telecommunication Industries today.
Thank you. I was glad to be here.
Well, that's it for our podcast today, IBM Mobile First in Telecommunications. Please note that this will be a series of broadcasts where we will highlight IBM mobile capabilities in banking, financial markets, healthcare, travel and transportation. So be on the lookout for these other podcast recordings. Thank you for joining us today.
IBM. Podcast.